Ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros, welcome to Siempre Pa'lante. Pa'lante. Siempre Pa'lante.
Hola, mi gente. Girardo Luis Alvarez here, host of Siempre Pa'lante, Always Forward. As I mentioned last week, this recap is a two-for-one special. You heard part one, now get ready for the sequel. In this recap, we will be getting into my birthday celebration, Guita Cafe, Michelino's Pizzeria, a memorable trip to Nueva York with my brother-in-law Sandy, the Fotografiska Museum exhibition Hip Hop Conscious Unconscious, Chocolate Cortez Choco Bar in the BX, the Universal Hip Hop Museum 1986 to 1990 Golden Era exhibit, and a really cool story about the Willy Chirino mural in Calle Ocho done by Miss Lushy. Remember, don't forget to rate, review, follow, like, and subscribe. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the recap. I wanted to share this with you. Obviously celebrated my birthday a couple weeks ago. The 21st anniversary of being 25. I get people going like gotta know your mathematics, right? A little bit of math, right, to figure that out. But it was amazing. A big shout out to Michelino's and Rawway Pizza is my man John. Their pizza is serious. Jersey pizza hangs with New York, trust me. There's a lot of good spots. So also, we ordered some pizza, but then Guita Cafe is a new spot in Nutley, New Jersey. I went to my man, Gustavo Gutierrez. He's known as the Hudson Chef. Mm-hmm. So, Miss Lushy, when you come up around up north.
Say you have to let me know what places in Jersey I can go in.
Oh, you're definitely going to this spot. Oh, yeah. This spot, my man, Gus, he throws it down. So, shout out to him and all the people working there. He has a breakfast empanada. Yeah, and his empanadas are not greasy. This guy is, he carries, and the Cuban sandwich was, Yeah, it's.
You're making me hungry once you said pizza.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, it's, so giving a plug to him, Guita Cafe. You know, we're going to do some big things. He's going to be on the show for season 3. So we're going to work that out. I got a chance to go to the city with my brother-in-law. Shout out to Sandy Promo. I call him Sandy Promo because like he talks to anybody and anyone, and he knows so many people. My brother-in-law, it's crazy. But we went to Fotografiska, Hip Hop Conscious Unconscious. I think you've heard of this exhibit with all the big time photographers in hip hop, from Joe Conzo to Ernie to you name it. Everybody, and it takes you through the journey through the years from the inception to
there's like a timeline of like the culture.
Absolutely worth it. Check it out, mi gente. Right after that, we went to the Choco Bar in BX. It's Chocolate Cortez has a Choco Bar, so this is another spot, Miss Lushy. I'm curating, as we say, like these are some spots you're gonna be hitting up with me. This spot is insane. There's so much chocolate infused. And again, big shout out to La Borinqueña, Edgardo Miranda Rodriguez. He has, they do a nice little spread of La Borinqueña, some of the comic strips on the wall. They have some of the merch in there. It's really cool. But this is like straight up Puerto Rican flavor, Boricua flavor in there. You walk in. And I had a coquito café, cafecito espresso. Yes. And then I had, I know we're going to start getting seriously hungry here.
I was about to ask you, what'd you have in the choco? What would you eat? Like, still stuck on the chocolates.
Yeah, right. The chocolates are insane. But they also had this, what was it? A grilled cheese. So it's a grilled cheese sandwich, right? Mm-hmm. But with the spread, the chocolate spread inside.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow, what a combo.
It's, yeah.
Okay. So cheese in it?
Yeah, it's just cheese, but the spread is inside. It's chocolate is inside.
Ooh, how is that?
Man, I want another one and another one and another one and another one.
I must try when I go visit.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And then there was the surrillos, the surrillitos. They're like the corn with corn, fried corn. They're like, they look like little, you know what I'm talking about. And so they have like the chocolate dip that you can. All right, I'm going to stop. So big shout out to Chocolate Cortez, the Choco Bar. Amazing. All the people working there. And then this was all in one day, right? So then finally.
You did a lot.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. And then we went to the
birthday.
Oh, well, I mean, look, birthdays come and go.
Celebrate.
But an important thing, and I learned this through Sandy. Big shout out to Sandy. I love you, brother. He always used to go, like, in his birthday, he disappeared. And I always go, where's Sandy? Like, what are we going to do? He's like, oh, and my sister will go, oh, well, he went to the city or he went to Philly. Or he would always go and experience something. And treat himself.
Yeah.
And I learned that as I got older in life, those experiences are priceless. And I learned that and I thank him for that. And this time around, I was like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. Was doing it the day after my birthday because I wanted to see the family and everything on my birthday with the family. But and he's like, yeah, I'll go. Let's go. And he's always down to check stuff out. And so, yeah, that's what I learned. But our last stop, and you're going to like this. This is another place. You got a jam-packed agenda when you come up.
I have to make a list now.
Yes, yes, you do. But I got you. I got to curate it. I got you. The Universal Hip Hop Museum, which is opening up in 2024, they have an exhibit called The Golden Era, 86 to 90.
86 to
90.
So, and where is it at?
Bronx.
What, the Bronx? Okay.
Yeah. You notice I just paused. It was.
Just with that, I'm sure it was totally worth it.
The people, just to give a couple shout outs, my man Eric Orr, who he's a really cool brother, and I want to give him his flowers. You know, just I went there and I met him at Comic-Con. In 2022, in October. Mm-hmm. So fast forward, we get to the end of the exhibits. The exhibits are crazy, and I'll get to some of the things that were there. But he's talking to my brother-in-law, and I go, and then I turn around and say, hey, Ray, and he's like, hey. And I say, hey, I got my sticker. You know, I always carry my stickers. And he goes, look on the wall. And already on the wall, there was a sticker of Siempre Pa'lante. And I'm just like, you know, like those moments, those little moments that just like, I said, can I get another one? Right? And I was like, can I get another one? And he's like, go ahead. So he ended up recording me and they posted it on social media. It was really, really nice of him. But yeah, really cool. I mean, we're talking about Bismarcky's Rope Chain, Run DMC's Adidas, posters. Yeah, it's so much. We can spend a whole nother show just talking about it.
Just on that, of course.
And a big shout out to the Hip Hop Education Center. Amber, I met Amber there. Kyler, Cutman LG, Rocky, all these folks there. They're big, big folks doing some big things for this Universal Hip Hop Museum. Thank you. Thank you for your hospitality. I felt great. I mean, it's just, you know, you got to set a day out. Because it's something you experience and take time out and just so yeah, that's what's been going on.
Mi gente, when you get a chance, take it a step further after you listen. Help support Siempre Pa'lante by making a donation. This helps keep the lights on and more importantly, brings you more cultural content and live events. Instead of buying that cafecito or fresh bagel, visit linktree.com/sp.alwaysforward. linktr.ee/sp.alwaysforward. Or go to the show notes for more info. Gracias.
But you got some things too. You've been doing some things.
I talked about a little about the Willy Chirino mural. That was how was that, and how was it like meeting Willy? Like, tell me about that. That must have been cool.
Yeah, it was a huge. I think overall that mural was a huge learning lesson on so many levels. But it was a great experience. I was very nervous at first because originally they had shown me like a different building, a different wall, which was a lot smaller. So I was like, okay, got it. But then they switched it on me and they chose a bigger wall, which was awesome. And I was excited because I had never done something of that scale. It was, if I could say, maybe like 4 stories high. And so it was very, very tall and, you know.
He's not joking. Like when I saw it, it was like I was making that pit stop. And I mentioned earlier, I was, for the holidays, drove down to Florida with my beautiful wife, Andrea. Shout out to Andrea and my little bean. Ariana, birthday blessings. She did celebrate her 4th birthday. Yes, she celebrated last week. 4 going on 16. Whatever.
That goes by very quickly. Enjoy it right now.
No, so we're down there and I called Miss Lush. She's like, hey, I just want to say what's up. See how you doing. And I literally called you in front of the mural. And I was like, this is insane, because I saw you posting about it and you were really excited and getting it done. But yeah, she's not kidding. It is gigantic. I got some pretty cool pics. Actually, I got to send them to you.
Send them to me.
I got to send them to you because I took some really cool pics. I like went through the fence. I always like break through something like when you're not allowed to. And I just...
Yeah, you're just sneaking.
That's how it is. But yeah, so tell me. So you do this mural... How, like, you said it was one of the biggest, but you're done, right? So you finished the mural and you get to meet Willy. Tell me about that.
Me too. One of the nights that I was out there painting, and mind you, I do want to say that I did have amazing artists that did help me throughout the project because it was so gigantic. And in the past, I've had like, you know, issues with my hand where like my fingers start cramping and all that. So I knew that as something of that caliber, I would need a bit of help. So I do want to shout out to the artists that helped me. I had like 3 artists that were there on and off with me, and one particularly that was with me through the whole project. And he's an amazing artist. He's known, his name is Pedro, but his graffiti name is Seist. So I just want to give a shout out because he helped me a lot during that whole process. But it took 2 months to do it. And in the middle of when we first started and we, you know, drew out like the portraits, it's right now, I would say, the biggest portrait I've done as of now. So I'm really proud of it. But there was a one night that we were painting and a car pulls up in the lot and, you know, like different people pass by, but like the client, that his manager, was the one that was communicating with me the whole time, who, you know, made the whole project happen. And he let me know that he might come by. I just didn't know when. I didn't, you know, and I was working, I was wearing, mind you, I had to learn how to drive a boom lift. And that was a big deal for me because I was very intimidated by it. And I've admired artists that do huge murals, and, you know, there's a lot of like stuff that you like, technical things, like the equipment that you use to make certain things happen. You know, it's like, it's not just painting, like you're driving this like thing, and you know, you got to be safe, and you know, there's a lot of things that go to it. So I was very intimidated by that. So anyways, like I was wearing my harness and like I had just taken a break, and this car pulls up and he comes out, this tall man comes out, and I'm like, oh my god, it's him. And he stood in front of the wall and he was just like, I cannot like, I can't even express how, like, he was, what he said was like, I'm so like humbled to even see something like my face this big. Like, how did I even like come to this point in my life to have something like this and to be created? Like, he was so down to earth, very sweet. I gave him a hug and it was really nice to, you know, to get his feedback. And he, his wife came by also. I was able to take some pictures with him. And then he stopped by like two more times, which was really cool. So he was constantly during that, the whole project, like every picture that I would send to his manager, as far as the process, he was seeing it too. There was a couple of times where we even FaceTimed with him while I was at the wall. And I'm like, look, I'm working on your ear right now. I'm working on your hair. I just added highlights to your hair. Like, so it was really cool. And, you know, towards the end, we had like an interview in front of the wall where they interviewed him, some of the Spanish stations here in Miami, and which was really cool. And I got to take him up on the boom lift as well. So he went up there and I like took him up all the way to actually see his face. And I was like, just so you know, your face, this portrait is, I think the face alone was 15 feet. Just his face. So I got to like bring him up to his face and I'm like, here's your big face. And he was super cool. He was like really cool about it. And, you know, it was a really nice experience. I got to go to, one of his concerts. So like a show that he had, throughout, while I was still working on the mural. It rained on me for the 2 months. It took me 2 months because it rained almost every day. So I had a lot of like challenges with the weather. So that also added stress to the whole thing, because one, I wanted to obviously do a good job and execute the mural itself, but the timeline just like dragged on because of the rain and it was out of my control. So a lot of that has taught me patience. You can't, it's Mother Nature. You just kind of go with the flow. But I got to take my dad to the concert, and I took my dad because my dad is a huge Willie Chirino fan, and a lot of the songs that I know of Willie Chirino are because of my dad blasting it all the time. So that was something that I got to let Willie Chirino know. And I'm like, every birthday I have heard cumpleaños, because he has a song on like birthdays, and my dad would always play that for everybody's birthday. So it was cool. Like, actually, like, you know, tell him that and go to the concert. He gave me, Waitino gave me a shout out at the concert, and I started crying. I wasn't even expecting that. He like shared that a mural was, you know, being created, and he shout out my name. And then like, my dad was like, I mean, obviously it's like a bunch of people, but like I stood up and then people around me were like clapping. They were like, so, and I started crying, and it was an awesome experience. My phone had died, so this is all in memory that I got to experience with my dad. So it was like a sweet moment. Yeah.
That's cool. That's, well, you deserve it. And I mean, and for people that you're describing this experience for the mural for dedicated to Willie Chirino, you did another one. That's how I came across your work, as I was looking for guests for season one and just starting the show. And I came across the Celia Cruz mural. Wow. That one. And that one's still up, right?
It's still up. Yeah. Thankfully, it's still up. It gets a lot of love every day. A lot of... The tours that they have in Cayocho, they stop there at her Star of Fame, which is right across from the mural. So it's almost like become part of it as well. So I'm really happy and proud of that project. And thanks to that mural is how I landed this opportunity with Willie Chirino. So I'm super grateful for that Celia mural. Celia has helped me out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And not to mention Biggie and a couple other murals you've done, the RZA and Tupac and Sade. We could go on and on and on. Yes. Yes. She got receipts. She got lists. She got a lot on the resume, mi gente. And like I said earlier, if you want to donate to the cause, reach out to Miss Lushy. She is accepting donations. It keeps her going. It keeps her buying supplies. A lot of people don't understand how much supplies are. That alone cuts into your check. So to break down, let's break this down, because I feel people need to understand this. This is why artists need to get paid. Let's say you get paid $3,000, and we're making this up, mi gente. This is not what she's, this is not the, look, she has like levels. Okay. Just understand that. So you get paid, let's say $3,000. Out of that, you, if the folks don't give you, whoever's contracting you or hiring you for the mural doesn't give you money for supplies, you have to take that out of there.
Right. You do.
So that can cut heavily depending on how much color and how big the mural is.
Yep.
So sometimes that could cut even half, a third. It's a lot. So
a chunk of it goes to supplies, and all these experiences that I've had with these murals, you know, everything that I've done as of now, like, you know, in my career has all been self-taught, like the business side of things, even, you know, charging, knowing that how to what you need, like estimating what you need for supplies as far, and also like equipment, like scissor lifts, a boom lift. When you have weather that's challenging you and you still have this equipment just sitting there, you're paying for it every day. So all of that is going to that. So there's just a lot that I've learned now where I'm like, okay, so now that I know, for next time, I'm better prepared and I have a better understanding on how to, you know, calculate everything a little better. So, but a chunk of it, yeah, goes to supplies. It's a lot to make it happen.
So finally, I know you shared with me a little, and we're only going to get a little because I know you are working on some amazing things. Uh-huh. But for the 50th anniversary of Hip Hop 50, you're going to be coming to the city a little bit more. And there's some things you're going to be working on. So is there anything you can share or potentially, or are you still like...
It's still in the works, but I am teaming up.
I tried. I'm just saying.
I am teaming up with some people that I'm really looking forward to working with. And I'm currently starting a project with them here in Miami. And they're a part of the Temple of Hip Hop. So that's really... really cool to even be in contact. I met someone here, shout out to Desire Nobility. She's here in Miami and she's one of the members of the Temple of Hip Hop. And KRS-One is the one who created that. So to do something with them is an honor, you know, and there's a couple of things that we're putting together. So hopefully, soon for this year, in a couple months, there'll be stuff that I can do in New Jersey and New York through that. And I'm really excited about it, especially because this year is obviously 50th year anniversary. And a lot of my inspiration has come from the hip hop culture. So to be part of something so big is very special. I think I'm hoping that I can go next month for Biggie's birthday, Notorious B.I.G. One of my friends who's become an awesome, I guess kind of like a mentor, I like to give him a shout out, Eli. He's in from New York, and he has a lot of connections in the hip hop world and does a lot in the community. And he's become a very close friend of mine. And he had invited me last year to go live paint for Notorious B.I.G.'s, his 50th birthday. So I was able to live paint in Brooklyn and Christopher Wallace Way and experience, you know, that whole energy of everyone celebrating Biggie. And Biggie has been like my lucky charm since I've, you know, painted him so much. He's one of my favorites. So it was a dream come true to be out there and, you know, be surrounded in that environment and, you know, celebrate someone that has influenced me a lot. So yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff that I've done and I'm hoping to do more this year, and I'm looking forward to traveling. So hopefully soon I'll be posting what I'm up to.
Cool. Well, you know, I had to try to get a little something to entice and get people excited, because I know when there's a Miss Lushy sighting, it's serious, and you definitely bless the masses with your talent and gifts. So thank you. Thank you for that. Any final shout outs, anything before we wrap it up?
Let's see. I would love to give a shout out to this organization called PATH, who I've worked with recently, as well as the Museum of Graffiti here in Miami. I was able to do the art classes for the month of March, the kids' art class, which is a great experience. And I'm looking forward to doing more stuff with PATH, which is just doing things, you know, involved with like the hip hop culture and teaching the youth and, you know, sharing the elements and, you know, helping kids, you know, be part of it as well. So there's a lot of things that I'm starting to be involved in, as well as like teaching kids. And that's been like a really nice endeavor that I'm entering now. So shout out to them.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, it's been amazing. I love that word. It's one of my favorite words in vocabulary, but it has truly been a really cool experience having you on, bringing you back.
Yeah, thank you.
This is what, our third collaboration. Yeah, third collaboration. It's pretty cool. So, yes. Yeah. So not definitely not the last.
No, we have a lot to do.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So mi gente, like I said earlier, you know, if you want to donate to the cause, hook it up. You know, you want to donate to Miss Lushy, cool. You want to donate to me, cool. You want to donate to both of us? Hey, we'll take it, right? So definitely for the cost of a cafecito and a bagel, a couple bucks go a long way, and it helps us keep the lights on, get resources and supplies and things so we can give you this amazing content. And I also can't stress enough, rate, review, subscribe, follow, like. You know, I'm available on all major podcast platforms, all of them, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, on and on, and all of them, all the major podcast streams, platforms I'm on. So check me out. Subscribe, drop that nice little 5-star review, you know, on an Apple Podcast. It goes a long way. And hey, you get a little shout out too. I show love too. So, mi gente, ya tú sabes. Hasta la próxima. Pa'lante.